I'm appalled at what you said on that pod thing. It's disgusting.
This is the After the Show podcast. It's where we get honest and real with your ass. So sit back, relax, have a blast, because it's time for the After the Show podcast.
Yeah, hello, welcome. Thursday here on the KVJ After the Show podcast. Good to see y'all.
Good to see you.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be seen. It's very nice. I didn't know how things were going to go this morning. My daughter's dog got out, and
let the dog out? Who let the dog out?
My wife,
out?
Well,
Kevin.
The last couple of days, you know, the dog has ridden to work as she drops me off here.
Okay.
And so
sweet. He'll kiss the wife, kiss the pooch. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, but you know, today then he gets out front and he takes off. He's a black dog too, and it's, you know, still dark out, so it's tough to track him down. And he's just one of those dogs. He's a French bulldog. He's quick, very fast, deceptively fast. And he's not trained at all. Like you tell him, Prince, stay, or Prince, come here, and he won't. And then
trying to talk in a French accent?
Oh, oui, oui.
Prince.
Please, you know the shit.
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu, there you go.
Yeah, maybe that's where I messed up.
What's Prince's name after the artist?
I don't know. I have to ask my daughter. Not sure where she got that. I don't think so, because I don't think
she's the queen, and he's her son, so he's a prince.
She just, I think, wanted something pretentious.
Is that what it is?
Probably. Sorry, Instagrammable.
I don't know. So that's where she went with that. And so, yeah, he took off. You know, and you go up to him, and he won't stop, and he'll just.
Trying to get a dog that's very energetic.
Yeah.
Very young, very vibrant. It's tough.
Yeah. He's just over a year old, so he's still got a lot of kick in it.
Oh, well, P and V, as we say.
Yeah.
Penis and vagina.
Penis and vagina.
So somehow my wife was able to get him, and I got her a little bit late, but yeah, it was crazy.
You missed it because while you are on your way back home or back to the station, mm-hmm. you guys must have found that Virginia was telling her story about how one of her friends, the dog got loose and then the dog got hit by a car and died. That's how we started our morning.
What was it? A dog?
Well, everybody was telling stories about animals getting loose because we read your text on the air to open up the show.
Okay.
And I was like, I got one. My friend Justin was dog sitting, and the dog got loose, got hit by a car. They found it in the ditch, dead.
Oh, yeah, I was like, where the fuck is Kevin? Can you please get in here and get some law and order on this ship?
Sorry, it's just the truth.
It's tough. Yeah, well, you know, you're thinking that. You're going, oh, gosh, we're, you know, watching this dog for my daughter, like, you know, you don't want the, I'm like, the way he was going, I'm like, I don't think we're ever going to catch this thing.
Yeah, you do not want to let out an animal when you're watching it.
Yeah, so.
You have to protect it, Jaybird.
Yeah, so look. Prince is taking his last ride to work in the morning.
Oh, Prince is now on quarantine.
He's ruined it, yeah.
There's no restriction.
Yeah, and he will be on a very tight leash. He'll be like, do not let that dog out under, yeah, he's got himself a prison term.
You're done.
I'm done. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen to me again.
I can only just see how annoyed you were when that, because right before the show is when you're probably the most, I got to get this done. I got to make sure this is ready to go.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, I'm trying to get here and everything's very close on the schedule. You know me, I remove any kind of barriers that could add any kind of friction to my schedule in my
life.
You're
a tight man. You're a man of tightness.
Well, I don't have time because, you know, if something happens, like dog gets loose, all of a sudden I'm not here for the show when it begins. And it's kind of a noticeable thing.
No wiggle room.
There's no wiggle room in my life. Yeah, that's why everything is like, why are you so anal about it? I mean, I'm like, well, I could do whatever, and I'd show up here at 8 and be like, hey, how you guys doing, man?
Yeah. What'd you guys talk about?
Ready to rocks, man.
This is fun, man. What'd I do? I hit a button, and what do we talk about?
Yeah, we'll get fired by December.
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of out of necessity. You do some of the stuff you do. And, you know, then on top of it, too, it's like, I come from, my family has always loved dogs. My mom, when she was growing up, she grew up on a farm, and so she had like 10 or 15 dogs. My dad loves dogs.
Oh, your dad loves dogs. I mean, you just got a mama and a dad that are part dog.
Yeah, we've always had dogs, but we've always been big on training dogs. you know, we potty train them. We have, you know, we read books. We're very knowledgeable people about dogs and stuff. And, you know, I think dogs are a lot like kids in the sense, and you get out of them what you put into them.
Structure is good.
Structure, discipline, all these kind of things. You know, and when the one time I had a dog, I told you the story, that thing was super trained.
Oh, he was trained to impeccable level.
You didn't even have to talk to him. You'd do a hand gesture and he would do what you wanted him to do. That's the level of ridiculousness.
That's how they do it.
It was legit.
Yeah. When you get I love Gary Coleman was trained like that to where a hand gesture, he knew what to do, which is very remarkable.
It was. He would respect you too. There's a level, and that's kind of the way it is with dogs. You know, people today are like, I can't be mean to a dog. It's like, well, you gotta understand there's a lot you have to discipline. Dogs, you'll have a better dog because of it, and they respect, they like the discipline.
And then they won't run away, run in traffic, and get hit by a car. You're ultimately doing it for them.
There's a whole new movement. I'm telling you, in like 3 years, you'll see it more come to the forefront, but people are going to say, you should never yell at your dog, never raise your voice at a dog. Would you want someone to raise your voice to you?
Yeah, if I was about to run in front of a bus, I would.
Yeah, if I was eating my own shit, I want someone to yell at me and say, no, bad bird, bad. That's what I want. Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, that's kind of where it is. So, you know, the dogs that we've had, you know, with my family, they went ahead and it didn't matter what I say. They were getting them anyway. So I'm like, all right, then you guys deal with them. So, and I've never, you know, doubled down and trained them.
But then here you are.
But then here I am.
At 6 a.m. When you're supposed to be on the radio.
Yeah.
You're chasing a dog in the night.
Yeah. So that was kind of it, so.
Oh, I bet he was so pissed.
I was a little frustrated. I was just, because, you talk to the dog.
I told you guys not to do this.
Yeah. And then here he is. I'm like, Prince. And he's just like, you know, he's a lovable dog. He's fantastic. But he is completely untrained. He's a wild beast. Dog does what he wants to do. And he does not listen. So, but I made it.
You did. Thank God.
I did. I'm here. But it's always an interesting way. You know, if you ever start off your day pissed, it's
easy to come back to a normal.
It's a challenge. You have to somehow find that way to reset yourself. You know, you're like, okay, how do I reset? I could go and be fun, happy, you know, guy here on the radio in like 3 minutes.
Well, have you ever woke up pissed? You didn't get much sleep and say you're already groggy and you get off the bed and then you step on something sharp. And like, it just starts the hole.
You got to find that way to hit the reset button. So that was kind of hit today. I'm like, all right, you know, refocus here. Refocus.
You did good, kid.
Yeah. Got an email from Candace. She said, I have to say that you guys have me rolling today. The guys are obviously funny in general. Yesterday was a rare day. I was able to listen to most of the show and the podcast. I laughed so many times with a stressful job and my husband in Pensacola working with disaster relief.
Oh, boy.
Y'all make me laugh and help more than you know. My girlfriend has an infant, and she'll text me jokes every night when she's up. So today, I told her my favorite that always puts a smile on my face and makes everybody else laugh out loud. It's an old joke from Denny's Joke Jury. Told it years ago. I don't know if you remember the punchline. Why is alphabet soup so dangerous? Why is alphabet soup so dangerous?
I don't know. Why is it?
There's a chance you could choke on the D.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
That's a great one.
That's a great one.
Candace, oldie but goodie.
Yeah. That is good. So there you go. Love that one. What's going on?
Just Virginia's putting her old lady lotion on again.
Sorry. I'm so old and dry. I got to put it on every hour on the hour.
I mean, it just smells like just grandma.
You're just drying out over here.
Try not to get hard over there.
You're just like an old sponge.
Well, then I look over.
She's got her new song "Dap" coming out.
Yeah, and then I look over. She's wearing a fucking grandma's cloak.
Oh, my name's Virginia.
Yeah. Well, they named me Virginia. What the fuck do you think I'm supposed to do over here?
Old lady lotion, old lady coats,
old lady name.
You're right. There's just a lot of stuff going on.
I'm on brand, bitch.
You are. No, you're on brand.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Jay Bird is about ready to become an orange belt in his karate, Virginia.
Oh, his YouTube karate?
I take online lessons.
Yeah.
I'm an online lesson cat.
What? Do you actually get a real belt along with this?
No.
Or do you have to go buy your own? And are you allowed to just buy a belt? without showing any kind of proof that you've passed a different level in karate?
Why don't you let me answer, Virginia? To answer your question, Kevin. No.
No. No.
I'm learning karate so we don't have to fight. You see what I'm saying? Lippy Pants over here says some crazy shit at an event. Someone's got to be able to protect us. I'm learning to fight so we don't have to.
I'm asking the queen to step up. If someone's got to protect us at an event, God, I hope Kevin's wife is there. Her.
It really does need to be the queen.
It really
does. That's why I loved when Kevin was so big. Kevin can't fight, but people don't know that. If he looks so big, you can talk shit at events and just hide behind Kevin. It's great.
Yeah.
I love Big Kevin.
Yeah, Big Kev was there with all that. Yeah, couldn't fight his way out of paper bag. But.
No, I don't think anybody on our staff here could fight.
No.
Virginia's fake fight. She's sassy, so some people think, oh, Virginia can scrap. She'd be done in 10 seconds.
You don't know that. Let's go.
We're all pussies here.
So how does this go? Do you have an actual gi and things that you wear when you do it? Do you have a dojo set up or anything?
It's like learning guitar online. You go through a series of tests and series of moves, and once you feel like you've gotten to the point where you can do the online test, you do the online test, and you see if you are. You basically, I'm my own teacher here.
Yeah.
But I know the moves.
Do you have those lines? Because a lot of times when you go to dojo, they'll have squared off lines on the floor. And then because a lot of the movements that you make are at 90 degree angles.
It depends on the kind of test you're doing. The white, the yellow, and the orange, they're a little bit more, you know, elementary.
So do you have like those lines that you use to help you make sure that you got the right...
I don't know what you mean when you say lines.
What I always saw them, and I'll draw it out.
You draw on the ground?
Roughly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need that for the test.
Well, I know, but to do, you know, and I did more, like I did the Taekwondo, but like every school that I went to, they would have, everything would be squared off. Because a lot of the foot movements that you do, you would be sliding one foot. So if you're watching KBJ TV, it would look like that. So they would have that kind of setup. Because as you're doing your movements, it would make sure that you get your footwork right and help you stay square.
Yeah, I don't have the lines on my in my courtyard. No,
okay. He's got them on his face.
Damn. Well, you got your lines in your purse. You want to come for me?
I wish I had some blow. Get through this pandemic.
Oh, yeah. That's just what we need. A nervous Virginia on coke. Holy shit. There goes the neighborhood.
So you do it in your courtyard and you turn on a computer, you put on YouTube, and then you watch the guys doing the karate.
You have to memorize the moves. Memorize them. You know, 8-point blocking system.
Yeah.
4-point blocking system.
Uh-huh. So let me see, do you have to at the end, because I know a lot of times they'll have like a kata, which will be kind of like a series of the moves in that level that, you know, you got to get your kata right.
Usually the tests, the karate tests, at least the ones online, they are about from 5 to 10 minutes. They go through, you're basically taking a test with somebody else and you're seeing how you do against that person.
And do you watch so many YouTube karate classes before you get to the YouTube karate test?
Say it again, because I was sensing Virginia was about to throw something at me.
I'm just ready. Like, do they have... Okay,
you're just jumping.
No, I'm just ready.
You have, for instance, maybe 20, 30-minute YouTube videos that you watch in, like, your orange belt, and then...
Yeah, you go through a series. You go through time. And if you're... You don't want to do the Elvis Presley where all of a sudden you take one online lesson and now you're a black belt. I think they gave Elvis a black belt within 30 minutes. Yeah. I think he visited a dojo and they gave him a black belt.
I dare you to show up online for your karate test wearing your orange belt and nothing else.
I don't have an orange belt. You guys are making this actually way better than what it... I can't tell you how low budget these karate online lessons are. There's no lines. There's no interaction. It's basically me copying the moves and me assessing, okay, Bird, you're now a white belt. You're now a yellow belt.
So you're doing this really without feedback. You're just mimicking what happens on YouTube, and then you're laying claim to, I feel like I've adequately done what is on this YouTube video. Hence, I'm an orange belt.
But with that said, my friend, is I'm doing the same exact thing that everyone else is doing in the class. So, yeah, it's probably not 100% accurate, but let's just say this. Someone talking shit to Virginia, they got to come through the bird first. Bring that shit on.
Well, we got some.
What
tapers.
If the person talking shit is Virginia? Are you and I now karate fighting on stage?
I have been hit many times by Virginia, and this witch packs a punch, let me tell you.
Keith's got a good point. He said that orange belt would go really well with your pizza onesie.
Ooh, Keith, I like the way you think.
That would pop.
I love it. I would get my ass kicked so quick in a fight. I mean, it would be over so quick.
Not if the queen's there.
No, I'd say one-on-one.
One-on-one, I don't know how well you'd do. But if someone starts to come after you and the queen wants to get protective, you're good.
I've seen the queen get very
Puffy
chest defending Kevin.
Yeah, no,
I've seen
does.
Her fight a girl, and that girl didn't stand a chance.
No, she
That girl didn't see it coming, and she didn't see a lot afterwards.
She grew up fighting. I mean, she grew up in a tough town. And her dad would always have her. She would have to wrestle her brother. Her brother was like a state champion wrestler.
Wow.
And so she would have to be, she was the wrestling dummy, but she wasn't content. She's very competitive. So she would try to beat him. She'd often hurt her brother. And so Kim, as her brother was wrestling, she would find the other guys that were waiting and she'd be like, come on. And she would go wrestle them. And many times, my father-in-law would be called. They'd be like, your daughter. And she would have a boy pinned and would be hurting him. And he would have to pull Kim off of all these kids. And, yeah, she's been arrested many times for fighting. She went into a bathroom, a bar called Heroes and Legends. And there was a girl.
And she's both.
Yeah, there was a girl that didn't like her, and she brought two friends in with her. And my wife was using the bathroom and she came in and she's like, oh yeah, I heard you were talking some shit. And my wife's like, that's all you brought? And her brother tells the story great because he's like, all I saw was one girl come flying through the door. She grabs the other one, slams her face into the wall like three times. She takes the other one and throws her into the pinball machine and breaks it and busts her face down into the pinball machine and then takes off running out the back door, kicked the shit out of all three of those girls and then took off. And she told him, she's like, that's all you brought?
That's like a movie.
Yeah. She's like a movie fighter where, just good luck.
Kim is Street Fighter.
She may lick her knuckles if they're bleeding.
She would. And that would scare you because she's like, she would enjoy it. That's when she, you ever see it? That's when she would really start fighting. Otherwise, this was a warm up until she tastes her own blood, and then she's ready to really fight.
I grew up with somebody like that. That they would, if they got into a fight, they'd go to that crazy level, and there was blood involved. Lick the blood. Yeah, I fucking love blood. Fucking
well,
give it.
Because at that point, it's a competition.
Yes,
and you've challenged them to a competition, and they don't lose.
Yeah,
they figure out a way to win.
The person, just in my own experience, the person usually licking the blood usually wins.
Yeah.
They wanted more.
No, I think there's something in it. Like some people, I remember the guy who used to tell you about Don Conley was that way. He was a guy that when he would see blood, something would flip. A switch would flip in that guy. He got terrifying.
It's scary, man.
Yeah, and he later in life kicked a man to death. So, you know.
Allegedly or it's been proven. I heard there was some Logan Justice going
down. Enough people saw it.
I don't know how he wasn't convicted because they caught him and his brother trying to bury the body in a pond.
I mean, that's home cooking right there.
And he's acquitted.
What?
Oh, damn, Logan's cooking as fuck.
It's unbelievable. I'm like, and they finally ruled he fell down his stairs and died.
Oh boy.
And he had three steps.
Wow.
And you caught the guys trying to bury the body.
Like his whole body is contorted and destroyed from falling down three steps. I'm like, all right. Logan says. Crazy. Yeah, I think it'd be fun to maybe get a true karate instructor. Virginia, and have Jaber go through the orange belt test.
I love it.
He could get real feedback, and you and I could get some popcorn, sit and watch, and make some comments.
I love it. I got a lot of comments.
Yeah.
Good. Fuel up the bird.
So. Can I drink?
Yeah, can I? I think I might. Drunk karate.
That would be very entertaining.
It really would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, that's something to check out. Renee is saying that today, Jaybird, the From Zero to Hero, he said the mask, which was actually correct. You said it was a Big Lebowski and sent the proof. From Zero to Hero mask. I don't know. Maybe I got that mixed up.
Yeah, whatever. A shock's a shock. Did the people have a good time?
That's it. Were you entertained?
I'm like, no, we weren't. Well, fuck it.
Yeah. Jamie said she'd get us the karate instructor. Thank you, Jamie.
Oh, okay, Jamie. Let's do
this.
It.
Make that happen. And they'd obviously have to, I think, be there, so they can't be completely COVID freaked. So we can allow them to wear a mask, a karate mask.
Yeah. Either way, people are going to say shit anyway. Let's just do our thing.
Yeah. I think we're in that era, right?
I know I am. I don't know about we. I don't want to speak for the witch. When you speak for the witch, you get burned.
When you speak for the witch, you get the broom in your ass.
When you speak for the witch, you get the switch.
You might like it.
What, the switchblade?
No, I mean like the switch, like the whip.
Oh, on my hind parts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like pain to the point where it's like legit fucking pain. We're like, ah, fuck.
But if a girl was into the light pain and she was like, oh, Jaybird, spank me. Let me spank you. You'd be down.
Holy shit, yeah. Would I be down? You bet your ass.
Why not? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It's okay. Been a while.
If Panda would go, babe, I really just want to spank your butt a little bit.
He knows. He yeah, knows. Yeah. I don't like it.
No, okay, Virginia.
He's had his head bit off before when he, like, just playing around, smacked me on the ass, but did it a little hard. I turned around and I went at him like I was going to punch him right in the jaw.
Oh, during sex?
Wow. No. I was doing dishes, and I turned around. I had a closed fist inches from his jaw. I'm going to, motherfucker, I will lay you out. And he was like, whoa.
Wow, so that's it, huh?
You sound like a lot of fun in the bedroom.
I don't look at pleasure and pain. Like, some people like a little pain with their pleasure. No. No. Not this chick.
Not this girl.
No.
Not this old lady.
See, Panda gets it no matter what, because as soon as Virginia talks, he's like, oh, here comes the pain.
Right. He gets the pain.
I love your initial response. So if Panda wanted to spank you, fuck, I'd stab him.
He knows. I don't like it.
I'm talking about something where it's both involved in the bedroom. He's like, babe, it really gets me going.
No.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, because you gave the example that you were in he smacked your ass while you're doing the dishes.
I said no, Orange Belt. How many times do I have to say no?
He's going
to
go at it again.
I mean, no, no, no.
Okay, but what if?
No.
I just like hearing you talk about it.
But what if? Mm-hmm. On the movie tip, some things are starting to break loose in Miami-Dade. They're going to be able to reopen on Friday. But here's the whole thing. The mayor, who's got some interesting stuff there, Mary Menez in Miami-Dade, popcorn, snacks, and drinks. You can't consume them in the theater. You have to go to a special designated area for you're going to have a snack zone. So you got to go apparently and eat your snacks in the snack zone, not in the theater. This guy's coming up some goofy shit for COVID, isn't he?
What? So you can't sit and watch the movie and eat your snack?
You have to go to the snack zone, which I don't even know if you can see the damn movie. You have to go consume your snacks there, and then you could go watch the movie.
Huh.
What is this guy coming up with, man?
I mean,
we've seen a lot of goofy stuff go on in this COVID era, but wait, what? So they're going to reopen on Friday movie theaters, but no snacks in the theater. Got to go to the snack zone. So bizarre. Yeah, and I don't know how well theaters are doing. I think they're very disappointed with that Tenet. And they bumped back the Wonder Woman because the Tenet apparently was not doing what they wanted. Cost about $200 million to make, and it's at $29.5
million. Oh, boy.
In its first 2 weeks.
Ooh.
I know you're not good at math, Virginia, but you know that's a large deficit, right?
That's real off.
That's a large deficit. So, yeah, now they're just all these movies are like, I don't know, maybe we don't bring them out in theaters because we're not going to make our money back.
Damn.
Yeah. And Joaquin Phoenix has reportedly been offered $50 million for two more Joker sequels. I haven't even watched the first, and I'm not sure I'm going to. But apparently it did well enough. They want to give him money for two more.
I enjoyed the Joker. I thought it was good.
And you liked him.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I also thought that was one of those cases where you see the critics just destroy it because they had an agenda.
Who'd you like better, Joaquin Phoenix or Heath Ledger?
So they were different kind of Jokers, and they were different movies. I mean, Heath Ledger was such a badass because he was destroying shit.
Like comparing
shit.
The Batmans we've had where you've got the serious Batman and the...
Yeah, and, mm-hmm. and Joaquin just came off like somebody who was just so mentally disturbed, but also was just kind of getting bullied a little bit. The Joker with Heath Ledger, he was just fucking shit up. You already knew that guy was there to fuck stuff up. With Joaquin, you saw him get kind of, you know, talked down to...
Mm-hmm. They built up. It was more kind of like maybe the psychological part of it. Whereas with Heath Ledger's, he just showed up crazy.
Yes.
And with the other one, you're like, okay, what makes a man? And, you know, mental health is a massive discussion in today's society.
Sure.
And so you start showing all those kind of issues. And also it's probably a little bit of a good awareness that if you notice somebody that is around you that is getting pushed to that level and this isn't going well, that's going well, this is happening to this person.
The way I looked at it, there was so much hype about the Joker and Heath Ledger. If you ask anybody, they go, Heath Ledger was the best, unbelievable performance.
Yeah.
To go in there with all of that and still nail it
right.
is pretty, pretty unbelievable. I didn't love the movie. I really enjoyed it, but I don't know if it's one I could watch over and over again.
He's a phenomenal actor, though, and there's no debating that.
Yes,
Joaquin Phoenix is good.
He's pretty good to watch in interviews, too, because he's kind of weird in interviews. And some people think he's trolling the interviewer.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just think he's just weird. Joaquin.
I remember when he did that whole thing. Remember the experiment for the year where he apparently grew that beard and looked like he was living under a bridge and he turned to hip hop?
But it was a troll job.
It was. Yeah. The whole thing was.
So
his sense of humor.
Yeah. If you're trolling and you know... art, it's premeditated.
And Casey Affleck's his brother-in-law that had to go along with it, right, and film him?
He did. Casey Affleck's not around too much anymore, though.
It worked out for Joaquin's career, but it killed Casey's?
No, Casey's killed... he got in some hashtag Me Too stuff.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that. What did he do?
I believe he... There was.
So is he still not married to Joaquin's sister?
No, I think he is. Did
the hashtag Me Too stuff while he was married to her?
It was something along that he crawled in bed with somebody he was working with. She went to bed. He went in there and was hitting on her, and then she went public with it. And then ever since that story hit, he's kind of...
Was it pre-marriage, do you know? Or
I think it was pre-marriage.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
So it was years ago.
Yeah, I believe
so. And it surfaced, and it was like, uh-oh.
Yep.
I thought you were never going to tell anybody.
I don't know. I know that he was very upfront. He was in the public eye for a while, and then you kind of, I mean, when's the last time you saw him? Casey Affleck.
Who?
Exactly.
Yeah, he did one of those critically acclaimed movies that you put on, and then halfway through you're going,
this fucking sucks.
I hate critically acclaimed movies.
These critics, take your review and shove it.
Yeah. Oh,
it's smart. There's people with a British accent in it. It's good.
I remember that. I was hearing so much about it, and then I... rented it, and I don't think I watched the whole thing because I have no memory of it. Was Manchester by the Sea, is that what it is? Manchester by the Sea, yeah.
And then the first 15 minutes, he's just like, he's tying his shoe.
It was from 2016, yeah.
He's washing the dishes, like, okay, are we gonna get into something here?
Right, so that was it. That was a big movie for him in 2016. But yeah, I don't know what, you're right, it does look like he's kind of gone a little quiet. I didn't get that one, though. But I'm not smart, so. Crystal sent an email. She said, my 5-year-old asked to help me make the grocery list to be sure that we got food that she likes. She was so invested that she had me repeat back what I wrote to make sure that I got it right.
That's adorable.
Now, there's a whole bunch of vegetables on the list, but she says, don't let it fool you because they're just vehicles to transport melted cheese or ranch dressing to her mouth. And she said, I'm just kind of curious, what would Rocco's grocery list or even Baby Bird?
You know, that's funny because I asked him this the other day. We were making a video because starting on the 21st or the 28th, one of these Mondays coming up, maybe it's the 28th, we're giving away groceries, $200 in groceries as a giveaway on the station.
Yeah.
And so I was making a video with Rocco and I was asking him what all his favorite stuff are. He insists on a few things. Lunchables.
Okay.
He must have watermelons. He loves watermelon. He loves apple juice.
Okay.
He loves those Kinder eggs. And he loves pasta, mac and cheese, macaroni, regular pasta. That's his favorites.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I have a kid that he really has like three things he eats. Still at 12, he eats pizza, chicken nuggets, or ooh, fingers.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's about it. He got that hamburger the other night.
Okay.
The Travis Scott one from McDonald's. He's been eating that. And that's why we were stunned, because it had like lettuce on it. And we're like, wow, okay.
That's the only way you get him to eat lettuce. Tell him Travis Scott eats lettuce.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's got, you know, basically a list of about three things he gets. What does your list look like, Bird?
Same as Rocco's.
Yeah. Okay.
Rocco will eat a hard boiled egg, too.
That's awful. I hate eggs. Eggs are farty, but.
He'll eat pizza, but I mean,
mac and cheese.
Yeah, and cheese, pizza, chicken nuggets. Those are all staples, I think, of every kid.
Are you guys too old to have had kid cuisines growing up? Because I was still a kid eating kid cuisines from the microwave.
We had those.
You ate them as a kid?
I did. I thought they were amazing.
They were.
My mom would only get them rare. It was rare because she knew they were unhealthy.
I would eat four of them. They were so small. I mean, and you're 12 years old.
Mm-hmm. I never had those growing up.
Kid cuisine. It was like a TV tray, and you peel back the white, the clear cellophane.
They had a corn dog, the little pizza one.
Always get like a brownie.
Yeah.
That was like corn.
Was there a little toy? No, there was no toy. Was there?
I don't think there was a toy. There was always a dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I fucking love those.
What I got instead, we did pot pies like crazy. I don't know if you ever had a pot pie.
Yes, pies are great.
And I remember at the end, you'd have that like gravy or whatever it was in the pot pie.
Pot pie juice.
The pot pie juice, and you'd scoop that up with bread and sop it up. Oh, man, that's good.
That's a big one. They got a big old, the Stouffer's make a good one.
Yeah, I think it's the Marie, what's her name?
Calendar.
Yeah. Marie Calendar.
Marie Calendar pot pie.
Yeah, with only like 800,000 calories in it.
Good, though.
CR Chicks does a great pot pie.
CR Chicks does great stuff.
They do. Mm-hmm. CR Chicks has a really good pot pie.
Really? Yep. Is it a small pot pie or a slice?
I think it's a good size. It's what Denny's usually gets.
Like it's a personal pot pie?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Or
I just know
have a slice of a bigger pie.
No, it's a pot pie.
It's all one contained unit?
Is it on Netflix? I don't know. I mean, am I on the fucking stand over here?
The best part of the pot pie is the crust.
The pot pie, Charles?
So I want to know if I'm getting a lot of crust with the CR Chicks pot pie or if it's just a slice of pot pie. Is it all encompassing? How fucking hard is that to understand, Ernge?
Either way, you've made me hate pot pie just from this 90-second conversation.
Right, yeah.
Like, I hate pot pie now.
Next time Denny's gets one, he's going to punch him in the face with a karate chop.
Orange belt.
It's your orange belt. Take that.
I'm sorry, Denny's, for the future punch you're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
If you're wondering what Virginia was talking about, the KBJ Workday Grocery Giveaway. You got a week and a half to get signed up, so get on it. Don't put it off, because when we start calling names, you're going, oh my gosh, how do I get my name called? Go to WRMF.com. You'll see the KBJ Workday Grocery Giveaway. Just put your name in there. And then starting on Monday, September 28th, we're going to start calling out names 9 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. When you hear your name, call back within 10 minutes and you get $200 in free groceries.
Bam.
That's boom. How it goes. Bam, boom.
Bam, boom.
I love it.
All that kind of good stuff. So there you go.
It's over?
Yeah, I got to go put on my mask and awkwardly get in a car with my mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah, let me go video that.
Yes. Well, that'll look weird, too.
I'll help because you're taking me home.
She'll be like, what are you doing? What's going on? Why are they filming me?
Are they filming me?
Are they trying to embarrass me? I don't like this.
We're going to make Kevin's car even that much more awkward.
Yeah. And then I'll hear when you can't embarrass my mom.
I hear you.
He's going to get yelled at.
We're backing up. We're backing up.
I'll try to get a video of us. I'll see if I can do it on the sly.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Enjoy your day. Thanks for the emails. You can send them to us at mail@kbjshow.com, mail@kbjshow.com. Have a good one. Goodbye.